Sunny 101.9, it's Mark and Walt in the morning. That is Dua Lipa from 2021 and Love Again. 8:13 on a Tuesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela in the studio now with some folks from Iron Arts Theater. They've got the latest production they're doing. It's called Spring Awakening. The director is here, Elisa Gladwell, and the male lead of the character, or of the play, is here. And I'm going to get this wrong, so I'll just try it. Andy Van Welseners.
Close, yeah.
Close? Good yeah. enough. All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Elisa, let's talk about Spring Awakening. First of all, it's a rock musical?
It is.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, it is a musical based off of the original play from the 1890s in Germany. You know, they kind of adapted it to be a more modern musical. The content of the scene work is still very based in that era, but the music is all by Duncan Sheik and very, very rock.
What is it about? What is this particular story about?
The show kind of follows a group of young teenagers as they're growing up throughout, you know, in Germany. They are going to boarding schools. They're dealing with a lot of the controversial aspects of parenting and what it means to become an adult in that era. And, you know, ironically, we're still dealing with a lot of those situations here today.
Yeah, and that was something I saw actually with the information that you guys sent about this, that this play, being of its era of 1891, was controversial back then because of its subject matter and stuff. But a lot of it still rings true, like you say,
it
today.
It sure does. Yeah, there's a lot of content warnings based with this show, a lot of trigger warnings, abortion, suicide, child abuse.
It's got heavy stuff in it.
It does.
But that's the kind of the point is with this particular production with Iron Arts Theater, you wanted to kind of go in this direction and do a little something different, right?
Yeah, the juxtaposition and the idea that all of these things were happening way back then that are still really relevant today is something that we really want to kind of touch on and bring light to. We have a lot of organizations that are coming to help us with, you know, pamphlets and content and brochures.
Oh, okay.
We've got a lot of people coming to talk backs after the show and having discussions with some of the people in our community who can help with these situations.
Andy, let's talk a little bit about your character. Tell us about that and tell us about doing this production.
All right. Well, so starting first off with Melchior. He is probably the smartest kid in the class. He's the kid that you're very frustrated with because he's not trying and he's
pulling it off.
Yeah, and he's just pulling it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the big thing with Melchior is, and I think a lot of teenagers resonate with kind of this message, and I think a lot of adults resonate with this message too, that he has a lot of knowledge. He learned a lot of things from books, but he just doesn't know how to live. You know, he hasn't really been out in the world enough to know, you know, the experiences in life and how, you know, how that all works. And
so what is it like doing this character with this understanding of maybe in the back of your mind that this is 100-plus-year-old story that is about as relevant as today? What is that like?
I mean, it is kind of interesting because I think it's kind of a misnomer that that this is based on a play from the 1890s, because a lot of the dialogue and a lot of the topics that are covered are really, really relevant right now. So I haven't actually spent, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I haven't spent a lot of time learning a bunch of stuff or like you know, parlance from that era. I've just kind
of living
it
now.
Yeah, because I'm living it right now. I've put a lot of my own personal experiences, especially growing up, into this character.
Spring Awakening. It is a rock musical. It's got some adult themes, and it talks about coming of age in a story. Elisa Gladwell here, the director. Also, Andy is here. Just to save on that name, we'll just go with Andy. He's playing the lead character. But Elisa, as the director, you know, we talked about this a moment ago, but these are adult subject matters that are in this production, but they also, this is a story that's over 100 years old, but it still applies like it's happening today. And that's kind of, I think, one of the driving things for people to come and see, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that this show is really important because you're going to find yourself in one of these characters, probably multiple of these characters, honestly. You know, everything that they're going through, you have some concept of the idea of, you know, it may really resonate with you. It may help you feel seen. I think that's part of the reason that I really want to do this show. I think that it's important to kind of spread the message that whatever you're going through, you're not alone. People have done this too. People have dealt with this for hundreds of years.
Yeah. And Andy Van Welseners is here with us. He is the lead male character. Melchior?
Melchior, yep.
Okay. What's interesting about doing this character for you? What have you enjoyed about doing this?
You know, I'm going to admit something a little bit. I learned about the show about 10 years ago when I was in high school, which, you know, is right about the time where I think Elisa learned about this show, too. And I was drawn to this character when I was in high school.
Sure.
Most likely, I don't know, I must have seen something in him. I think, you know,
yeah,
just to what Elisa was talking about.
Well, you're doing a character now that when you discovered the story is of kind of, that age, mm-hmm. you know, 17, mm-hmm.
and so,
18.
Yeah, this time it's been very interesting looking at it on the other side, you know.
Sure.
After being looking up to this character as a teenager and then coming out the other end as an adult, mm-hmm. you know, seeing, okay, maybe I, you know, how did I follow this character? How did I not follow this character, you know?
How's the music to do?
Music is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's beautiful. This cast sounds incredible. We were listening to some harmonies that they were doing at rehearsal last night, and I just had chills. I'm really excited.
Well, give everybody the details of the run and how they can get tickets, Elisa.
We open next Monday, November 11th, and we run through November 14th at the Ordock Brewing Company. Tickets are available at ironartstheater.org, and that is theater, theartre.
Okay. And we'll link that up also into the posting
perfect.
Of this.
Thank
but,
you.
Well, I appreciate the update from you. It sounds like a real interesting show. It sounds like you two have a great history with it, that it looks like it. I'm sure that'll come across in the production. So please break a leg.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Elisa Gladwell, the director of performance of Spring Awakening. Also, Andy Van Welsenaires.
Yes.
Did I get it? I did. Okay. All right. Well, if you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.